Yeah, obviously we had a pretty solid first half, raring to go, and obviously saw just stark contrast in the way we play. And the second half, we sort of played real selfish on the offensive end, and on that side of it, we started leaking points on the defensive end too, and let a guy like Jermaine Beal get off the, start hitting some tough shots. So, look, for us, obviously, you know, there were some positives, but a lot of, I guess, going, glaring weaknesses too.
What was the message? Trev mentioned in the presser about identity and things like can you expand on that a bit?
Yeah, look, I think we know what our identity is, but we haven't really stuck to our guns at the moment. And we've got these core values that when we're playing or to those sort of values to our team or playing to our ability, we're playing really well. But when we go away from what we're good at and start playing, you know, the style of play that we're not used to training every single day, that's when we get found out. And so for us, it's, you know, we don't have any superstars. You know, obviously we've got some extremely talented players, but what we've seen in the past, especially reflecting on the championships, when we all come together as a team and some guys really play unselfish basketball, is when we play some really quality basketball as well.
So what are the key sort of focal areas of improvement? You're only a day away from the next game.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about, I guess, our schedule is, you know, this team, I guess, in the face of a little bit of adversity, coming off a loss, we always respond really well. But for us, it's just going back. We'll obviously have a pretty good video review and see where we're at. A lot of guys have already been looking at that on the plane. But for us, it's massive to get back to what we're good at, and that's passing the ball, making the extra pass. You know, I think in the second half we didn't really get on the O boards, and we smashed them at the start, and that's a big strength of ours as well. And for us as well, our defensive pressure, we obviously sustained that in the first half, but get back to being relentless on the defensive end for a full four quarters.
Yeah, five bands were here before you guys had even played a game in Queensland. Are you preparing for those? Like, what do you know about Ken so far?
Yeah, look, they're solid. They've obviously had a really good preseason. Obviously, I think they went undefeated in the basketball challenge, and we played them obviously a couple of times in Rockhampton too. So, real, you know, got some veteran leadership with Werbo and Glidden, and then obviously instructed a bit of youth with their imports and Mitch McCarron. So, look, there'll be an excellent battle. They're very gritty on the defensive end, and with their offense, they're very patient. So for us, we're going to try and to disrupt them on the offensive end.
What will a big home crowd of Perth Arena do to ignite?
Yeah, nothing like it. You know, it's good to get back home. Obviously, you're licking your wounds a little bit, but when you get about 12,000 people going absolutely bonkers after a hustle play or a dunk, it's a goosebump feeling. So it's nice to get back in the friendly surroundings. We've obviously been training at the arena for the last a couple of days this week. So looking forward to getting back there and seeing what we can do.